This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We begin the Monday, as we do all Mondays, with Kevin Berhaney, who is standing by. You know him as the host of the Soy City Buzz show, presented on First Mid Mondays by name and recognition and all that he has accomplished in the world. Kevin, how are you this morning? Are you in Decatur, or are you traveling, or where are you?
Heck no, I'm sitting on my back patio watching the birds and listening to you.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad way to start your Monday. Good morning. How you doing?
I can identify with what your problem was over the weekend. I tried to walk 18 holes on Saturday, and on the ninth tee box, I'm thinking, I don't think I'm going to make it another nine holes. So I got a cart, and I threw in the towel because that heat index was 110 degrees.
Yeah, it's crazy heat. The West is breaking records, you know, right now, and that usually travels from west to east as far as weather is concerned, so I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
No, but that rain came through and it cooled things off, thank goodness. Boy, I'm a little depressed also from the weekend because my baseball team is on life support and the Cubs are like cream rising to the top.
What's going on with the Cardinals?
Pitching. I think their relief pitching is horrible, and they've got some injuries, and their aces, other than Wainwright, aren't filling the bill, or they're you know, rotating a first-string lineup, top five. So I don't know. They go from first place to second to last place. They're six games out in the Cubs. I'll tell you what, I'm really happy that all those games were on national TV over the weekend, and for Wrigley Field to get the kind of publicity they got. Chicago gets a lot of bad press lately, but boy, they couldn't get anything but great press as to the way they responded to their team this weekend. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the Cubs are 6-4 in their last 10 games. The Cardinals are 1-9. They're not quite in last place. We still have the Pittsburgh Pirates that are 14.5 games out, however possible that could be this early in June. But, yeah, certainly behind the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds. I don't know. Are you optimistic that things could turn around, or do you think this is the season we're looking at?
Well, I've been told that we're not going to get healthy anytime soon, the Cardinals, that is. And there's only so much you can do with suspect pitching in this league. I mean, it's just too good a baseball. I mean, they show signs of greatness, and they've got great players. I mean, you look at Arenado over there at third base. He made some fabulous plays yesterday. It was just, you know, highlight reel type stuff. But, well, they're not putting it together. When they're pitching well, they're not hitting well. When they're hitting well, they're not pitching well. So, I don't know. I like to say I'm more optimistic, but I'm also realistic, and I feel bad for Mike Schilt because he's going to start getting the blame pretty soon, and I don't think he's really the guy to blame.
How about Adam Wainwright, though? I mean, that guy is 100 years old, and it feels like he's been a Cardinal, you know, for as long as I've been doing this show. I mean, and that's not really that much of an exaggeration. How fabulous is that guy for that long as a pitcher in Major League Baseball?
Well, worth watching the Cardinals is Adam Wainwright with Yadi Ketchum. Those two are best of friends. They're an incredible team. And the reason why they have the long staying power that they do, at least Wainwright, is because of Yadi. I think he protects Wainwright. Wainwright trusts him. And they're an incredible team together. They're phenomenal. They're superstars in baseball. And we got them both on the Cardinals.
Nick Smith. Adam Wainwright was selected by the Atlanta organization.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, he was
early
a huge
in his
prospect.
Career. And he has been a pitcher with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Braves traded him to the Cardinals after the 2003 season. We're in 2021. Kevin, that kind of career just really doesn't happen all that often in Major League Sports.
No, and he's a model player. I mean, he is a role model to anyone who loves baseball, particularly the kids. He's a Bob Gibson type of icon for the Cardinals. I think he'll go the whole game if the manager will let him. And the big mistake that Tony La Russa made was to take him out of that one crucial World Series game that they ended up losing by putting the reliever in, and he wanted to stay in there. This guy's a gamer.
No doubt about it. He made his Major League Baseball debut on September 11th, 2005. So you're going to go back 16 years. And do you remember, does anyone remember Cardinal fans J.D. Drew? Because that's who the Falcons got for Adam Wainwright.
Sure. J.D. Drew was supposed to be, the golden child of baseball back when he came into the majors. And I think he did great, but I don't think he ever rose to the level that everybody was expecting him to.
Well, if you look at the basic information, he is a former Major League Baseball right fielder, and Adam Wainwright is still starting. Have you been to a Cardinals game this season?
No. No. Actually, we have season tickets, and since – we didn't have a season last year where fans could go to games. I've got a lot of customers that are pent up, and so we're taking care of them first before we pick which games we're going to go down to, because there is a demand for those tickets, even though
they're
not
playing
very well.
Well, that's okay. We'll still be giving away tickets all season long, courtesy of First Mid Insurance and First Mid Bank, and we'll be doing that a little bit later in the program today, so we're very happy to do that. What's coming up tonight on Soy City Buzz on First Mid Monday? You and John in, or is it a guest host? What's happening?
Well, John's on vacation. He's taking tonight off, and I'm going to go it alone only because I don't need a co-host. I'm very excited about this, by the way, Brian. I'm going to have Sheriff Tony Brown on for the whole hour. He's going to be my co-host, and he's going to be, I don't know if he knows this or not, my honoree tonight. I'm going to do a tribute show on Tony's behalf. He certainly doesn't expect that, but he's going to get it. Tonight I've got three very special guests lined up. They are superstar leaders in this community. Each one of them that when I called said, absolutely, I'm coming on. Tony is highly respected. As you said last week, he is a class act, and we want to show honor to that tonight on Soy City Buzz on First Mid Monday. And even Tom McNamara's got a special honor lined up for Tony Brown in the hour that we have tonight. I didn't even have to call my fourth and fifth ideas for guests, because the top three all said yes.
And a preview of those top three?
Well, I don't know if I want to give up the names, because I want it to be somewhat of a surprise to Tony. I will tell you this. You know them all very well. They are role models in this community. They are superstars in what they have accomplished and what they still are accomplishing. And they are very diverse.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that tonight at 5 o'clock. What did you make of the news over the weekend? There are basically three ways to have police powers in Illinois. You be the sheriff, and the powers come with the office. You graduate from the academy and receive a 705 certificate, or you receive a waiver about that academy requirements based on your prior law enforcement experiences from the board, which is a pretty amazing, and this is the statewide board, and many, many people, including former Sheriff Tom Schneider and former Sheriff Howard G. Buffett, thought that the waiver was equivalent to the 705 certificate, but because of this new law, that's not the case, and so literally, Howard G. Buffett not eligible to run for sheriff. I mean, you could be a 20-year-old graduate of the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center with 540 hours and run for sheriff. Howard has 3,500 hours of experience, and because of this new law, is not eligible to run.
I was stunned when I heard it. I was having dinner with my family at a very fine restaurant on Saturday night when that came through, and it was jaw-dropping. And I instantly thought, it smells of politics. But is it? or is this something that was just there that had nothing to do with politics?
It's politics in that it comes out of Springfield, meaning there are people who get involved in this stuff that really don't do it, and then they decide the laws. If you look at the sheriff of Cook County, Sheriff Dart, right now, so the current law exempts current sheriffs, but not former sheriffs. So the largest county in the state by far, the sheriff there, Sheriff Dart, is a lawyer. He doesn't have any of this, and he is exempt. But somebody with more than 3,500 hours of service and training is not exempt and not eligible because he's a lawyer with no waiver, no 705, without any of these requirements. So it is, you're right, politics. It is people doing this that really, I think, probably don't have any real-world inclination to how all of it works. It just seems silly to me.
Yeah, so there's no way to get this resolved before the election, or is it a foregone conclusion?
Yeah. No, I think there is probably a way it could get resolved, and they really need to think about it. And I'll give you a little bit here in just a bit, a letter from Jim Root, who is the now incoming sheriff, to this state board, explaining to them why Howard Buffett is maybe the best example of why this rule shouldn't be in place. And so it's crazy. I mean, it really is. We had I don't know if you remember Steve Fisher, who was the sheriff for 10 years here in Macon County before Lee Holsapple and then Roger Walker and then Jerry Dawson and then Tom Schneider, who would not even be able to run with this rule in place. And that's just the way it is today.
Yeah, we're uniquely lucky to have such highly qualified people that want to be sheriff of this community. I include our current sheriff. I include Jim Root. I include Howard Buffett, Tom Snyder. We can go on, but all these guys are still all really active in this community in law enforcement. And how do you get this accumulation of talent all in one county? I don't know, but we've been blessed. And to put a roadblock up toward any of these people, is just really unfortunate for us.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully something can be done. And that's why he suspended the campaign and didn't end the campaign. The verbiage is important here as we move forward. Kevin, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock and enjoy your patio view this morning. It's a beautiful morning out there.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.